Steve Taylor and Partners, the guru of creating wealth and solid bricks and mortar.
Time once again on 4HI for Q&A with the guru, Steve Taylor. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Michael.
Now, Steve, we've got a question coming up. Firstly, I know you've been optimistic about the future of the coal industry, but the listener asked, do you have any facts to back up your optimism?
Okay, Mick. Look, let's start with demand for thermal coal in Europe. Mick, which European country would you say is the most technologically advanced?
Stab in the dark, Germany.
Yeah, mate. And the biggest provider of electricity in Germany comes from coal-fired power stations.
Oh, I didn't know that, but I believe the future demand in Southeast Asia is huge. I've heard 40-plus to be built in Japan alone.
Mate, that's right. It certainly is. And Australian coal exports are uniquely placed to supply that demand, especially due to our quality and the proximity to the market.
So, Steve, what is driving that demand in Southeast Asia?
Well, Mick, the United Nations, they expect that within 30 years, over 60% of Southeast Asia's populations will be urban.
And do you have any supporting opinions of that?
Yeah, Mick, the World Coal Association CEO, Benjamin Sporton, he said coal would be the enabler of modern societies and economic development to help build infrastructure and power businesses and homes. And as Asia rapidly urbanises and industrialises, coal will become the fuel of choice.
Yeah, but why, Steve?
Well, mate, it's due to its abundance, affordability and reliability. And the World Coal Association estimate that 50% of electricity generation growth in Southeast Asia by 2040 will come from coal, and that it'll be overtaking gas as the primary fuel.
Well, Steve, what do you think is the largest obstacle to growth in Asia?
Mick, research by the Asian Development Bank has found that businesses reported that the single largest obstacle to growth in developing Asia was poor electricity supply.
I wouldn't disagree with that. Have you spoken previously about the improvement in emissions from coal-fired power stations?
Yes, Mick. Look, mate, they're technologically proven and they're commercially available today, and they're reducing carbon dioxide emissions by up to 35%.
Well, Steve, we haven't even spoken of coking coal, but the bottom line is that if you have a job in the coal mining industry, your future is positive.
That's right, Mick. And the uncertainty of the last few years are over, and my clients, they now feel comfortable in taking on a commitment to look after their future by investing in and building an investment portfolio.
Oh, re-property now, mate. What is your pick of the week?
Well, Mick, we're getting to the final stages of Stone Ridge, and I've picked up some elevated lots. It's right on top of the ridge with views across the Glasshouse Mountains.
That
mate,
would be lovely.
It's fabulous.
4987 7567, that's your office number, mate, or just Google Steve Taylor, go to the Contact Us page. All the information will drop down there, and don't forget, go to the blog site.
Thanks, Mick.
Cheers, mate.
Steve Taylor and Partners, the guru of creating wealth and solid bricks and mortar.